everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is Season 8, Episode 43, and the whole gang is here. Whole gang is here. And we just finished our Patreon-only show where we talked about all sorts of fun things, like what we did for Halloween, chili cook-offs, weddings, multicultural weddings that were diverse, and all sorts of fun stuff like that. So if you would like to hear our weekly Patreon show, all you have to do is go over to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and sign up at any level, and you'll have access to it. Like our newest Patreon member, Adam Lavezzo. And if I said you're wrong, I apologize. But I have a hard time with the Italian Z's together. So I really appreciate you signing up, and I apologize if I butchered your name, but welcome, and we thank you for becoming a Patreon member. And to note that if you sign up at the $25 or higher level, you will be deemed a producer, and we have a string of awesome producers. We have Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, who just celebrated an anniversary. Happy anniversary. Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, Matt Carter, and that's it. And if you sign up at that level, not only will you get the producer shout out each and every week right here at the top of the show, you will get a doodle from me, either a custom drawn one or a printout of one that I have, stickers, and a t-shirt that we will order from our new store. Dustin, where is our new store? Is it up and live yet or no?
It's not live yet. I'll put a blast out on the Radio Shack and the all of our social medias when it's live. But that is coming together.
Start saving your money now.
Yeah, when that's live, we will put it up. And Dustin did a really good job laying it out, and the design looks really nice. So all the t-shirts, those pop culture t-shirts that show up in my Instagram feed, are $15 more than they were last year. So. It's a pain in the ass, but there's a couple that I want to get. So anyway, thank you to our Patreon members, and follow us on social media. I think we need a link tree so I don't have to say all of them that, because I can't remember. Anyway,
leave Tim's OnlyFans off the link tree though.
Yeah, I'm good at thinking about doing one where you could shame me. You could publicly shame me.
Oh, you'll still enjoy that.
Yeah, it'll just be me from the belly button down. Right above the knee. It'll just be, you know, close-ups and stuff, and you can laugh and comment, and I'll send you all sorts of things. It'll be fun. It'll always be flaccid, by the way, because
so you don't want that girl from Gen V to hang off it.
I'll answer that off the my other podcast that I do by myself is a show that airs at various times on Saturday evenings depending on Georgia's football schedule, but normally it's on at 7 o'clock. That doesn't matter if you don't live in the city. You can listen to it in Atlanta on 95.5 WSB or the WSB radio app anywhere, or the podcast always comes out the following Monday. And my most recent guest was Kathy Rudolph. She wrote Paul Lynde, a biography, His Life, His Loves, and His Laughter. And I really enjoyed that interview. And I know you're like, oh, that fucking thing was 50 years ago. I don't care. I like Paul Lynde a lot. He's one of the first people I remember thinking was funny, and I look forward to watching him every day on the squares, Hollywood squares. And I love that 76 Halloween special, and of course that was the first time you ever saw Kiss nationwide. I mean, on network TV in prime time. They were on, someone pointed out, they were on Midnight Special, and yes they were, but that was a syndicated show, and it was not a nationwide broadcast on a network in 1976, but it was cool. And we talk a lot about Paul Lynde, and I enjoyed it. This week my guest is Shelley Winter, who's the night guy on WSB, but we're going to talk about his influences being from that last generation, as all of us pretty much are, where everyone had a shared culture. We all watched the same stuff, we all talked about the same things, we all listened to the same music for the most part. And everything, it was a all the pop culture at that time was pretty much geared to everybody, especially if you were white, because the way it was back then. It seems like nowadays there's more celebrities dying. like, oh my God, somebody died. This guy's a person. This was an influencer. This person is a rapper and a regional this and a regional that. But when we were kids, people just died. Oh yeah, that guy that was in that movie in the 40s died. Everybody knew him because everybody saw that movie. Then now that there's more and more things, it's just, I don't know. Do we make too big a deal out of people dying, celebrities?
I think it's just like, it depends on who it is. Like the Matthew Perry stuff was...
Yeah, when the person's 29 days older than you and they die,
yeah,
that's a pretty big deal.
He was about to testify against the Clintons because of the Jeffrey Epstein scandal. So it was Hillary who snuck in and drowned him in his hot tub.
Yeah, okay.
Now, LAPD's already, they're investigating it as homicide right now.
For sure?
It just came out a couple hours ago on TMZ.
He had these cryptic, this cryptic shit. He had all these weird Instagram posts. Did you guys see any of these? The one where he drops three cranberries. You know, that's how the lead singer, Dolores Rorden, whatever, she died drowning in a tub, but she was drunk and passed out and drowned. It was accidental. He dropped three cranberries on it, and there were pictures of him and videos of him in a hot tub saying weird things.
So they're investigating Matthew Perry as a homicide?
It says Matthew Perry's death is being investigated by LAPD's Robbery Homicide Division, which may come as a surprise to some because foul play is not suspected at this point, but cops say it's just a standard procedure for high-profile cases, but it's never been a priority in other high-profile cases that they can find. So why are they investigating it as a robbery homicide?
Well, he kept putting these bat signal things. Okay. That's fucked up.
Yeah, he was saying he's Batman or Mattman.
Batman and putting out these things. And then what's this one here? There's Matt Perry 4 on Instagram. It says, oh, so warm water swirling around makes you feel good. I'm Mattman. And he's in a hot. That's some weird stuff.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. I think if you're looking for a conspiracy, how about the main shooter? And how about he didn't start hearing these voices until he got those high powered hearing aids?
At two.
So how about that? And, you know, he goes to the hospital. He's in the hospital for 2 weeks. Nobody says, why don't you take those fucking hearing aids out?
Right.
Since you didn't start hearing the voices until you got the hearing aids.
And it's so weird that now that's not even in the news anymore.
Well, is it weird?
It's weird that it's not in the news anymore, but there's other
stuff. I don't think they're making the frogs gay, but I do think there's something here. There may be something more to this.
They do become asexual. So in a way, Alex Jones was correct. And by the way, I am now at 29% in the polls, taking all the votes away from people who don't want to vote for Trump, but also don't like Joe Biden. You can get your customized RFK Jr. cameo by going to the cameo app and searching for Tim Andrews here. Oh, yes, I will do that. I don't care. I don't care anymore. And I'll do face for all of them, too, unless they're black. Like, I could do Obama, but I'm not going to put Obama's face on mine.
No.
I know. That ain't happening. Neither will I do OJ that way. I'm just saying. Just saying.
You know, my table at my wedding, we were like table 15. And I was a few drinks in at that point. Very hungry. Only white person at my table. And I was like, I don't care. I'm just going to go up there and get my food. And one of the girls I work with, she goes, oh, well, you can do that. You can. And I said, that's right. I'm going to pull my card out. And if you're smart, you'll ride my coattails and come up here and get some food.
Did she ride your coattail?
She did not.
She did not ride your white coattail. Why would
you?
She
did not.
She was saying that because you're white, you're entitled.
Right, that I could do that because I was white.
It was kind of weird that you cut the cake before the bride and groom did, though.
Well, she's white. Yeah, she took their tickets and went on their honeymoon because she made the money out of the purse.
Look, I'm a middle-aged white lady. I get away with most things, but if I act up, it will go viral.
Yes, it will, Karen. But that fat guy that went in and started screaming at Hillary Clinton and got dragged out. He's just screaming all this conspiracy shit at Hillary Clinton, and then he gets dragged out and then acts surprised like he got dragged out.
And then of course.
Like, can you believe that they wouldn't let him speak? He was screaming at this woman. People just on every side of everything are just annoying the shit out of me. That's why I liked
South Park.
You didn't watch it? Oh, you're
joining the Panderverse.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin it for Steph.
Kathleen Kennedy loved it, I'm sure.
You can go ahead and talk about it. Talk about it.
Oh, I don't want to ruin it.
I just don't worry about it. It's fine. Just go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah. I like how they used the multiverse concept while still making fun of the multiverse concept.
Oh, they did. And then throughout the whole episode, every time they're...
Those are stupid.
Did they say gay or stupid?
Remember.
They said, this is dumb. Panverse sucks.
I think it was funny. I think it was funny, and it pointed out the stupidity of extremism by toxic fan bases and these lazy-ass producers who make these movies. They weren't overly mean to Kathleen Kennedy. They were kind of sympathetic to her. And they pandered to the anti-woke people by having that Cartman-Kennedy hybrid, which was weird. But I watched it twice. So the first time I thought at the beginning that Randy's storyline was kind of weak and dumb. Not dumb, but just kind of weak, his storyline. But then I started getting what they were trying to do, and I thought it was hilarious. So that's what I liked about it. And I don't want to spoil it for people who haven't seen it, but it was a very funny episode. And especially having the one line that the Cartman Kennedy kept saying is,
put a black chick in it and make her gay.
Yeah. Sir, what would you like for your appetizer?
Put a black chick in it and make it gay.
And then all the women of color representing the South Park kids were funny too.
Yeah. Especially, yeah.
Butters is great in anything. I guess they're not going to do another season, right? They're just going to do these one-offs from now on.
I don't know.
Usually they'll do a condensed season. So like, you know, 8 episodes of a season and then two of these movies, one at the beginning and one at the end.
Well, they got to get back to doing that again.
They still owe a couple of these movies, I think, too.
To Paramount, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they put a lot of effort into this one. They sure did. Some other things that are relatively new. Before we get to them, I guess I'll just tell you that, am I the only one on the show who watched Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey?
Yes.
No, I've seen it.
You seen it?
Yeah.
I know it came out in February, but I guess it's just started streaming. And I was like, what the fuck? It's scary season. I'll put this on. I haven't really watched any horror movies. And let me tell you, I laughed more than I had at any movie like that. Because it's not scary.
No.
For a little kid, it would be scary. But it was not scary. It was really stupid. But it was so funny just to watch Winnie the Pooh and Piglet kill people and eat them.
Yeah. And put eating honey, but it looks like all he's doing is like rubbing lube all over that mask.
Yeah.
He was eating it.
Uh-huh.
It was bad. It was just real bad. Like their hands were... Oh, oven mitts. You could see that they were oven mitts.
Have Tigger the next one. And I've already seen it. We all watched No Hard Feelings, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. I don't get, Jeff said it was like Meatballs. No Hard Feelings is on Netflix. It's Jennifer Lawrence and Matthew Broderick are the only two people I recognize.
No movie.
Yeah. But what do you mean Meatballs? Like she was like Jennifer Lawrence is like Bill Murray and Chris Makepeace. Is that his name? Chris Makepeace?
Yeah.
I guess I get that. She's tutoring him.
Yeah.
Dude scene is her coming out of the ocean.
Yeah.
The shit out of 4 kids. And then she gets kicked in the. It was worth a what?
I told you it wasn't sexy.
No. Well,
It didn't stop me.
Plausibility is plausibility. You don't get much of that these days.
Oh my God, though. When she breaks through that bedroom door with her head and she's like, that killed me. I thought I was going to die.
But she smashed into all those other doors, though, and all the people are like in there playing VR games and she's like, what? Doesn't anybody fuck anymore?
So why didn't that movie, I wonder why that movie got put on Netflix and not released.
It did get released.
It did get released. Yeah.
Oh, it's the same time?
No, it was out
a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I think I'm a 53-year-old man with a toddler at home, not paying attention to anything.
I think it did okay.
Yeah.
It was a revival for her. I mean, she hadn't done anything in such a long, since that Don't Look Up, I think was the last thing that she had done before this. And that had a stigma to it. And so this one, she wanted to go a route that was just, you know, showing her
comedy chops.
Yeah, her chops. So, and it's
she's definitely
she
funny.
Job. Yeah.
I mean, you can tell, like, I mean, I know, like, in her off hours, she's friends with a lot of comics and hangs out with a lot of comics. So
I wasn't even mad about the Bob Seger.
Why would Hunk be mad about it? You not like Bob Seger? I don't get why.
Steph loves Bob Seger, but I hate him.
No, I didn't know you hated.
Yes, Tim, this was like 3 years ago or 2 years ago, or something like that on the show. We went back and forth about this. I thought Jeff's insane. I mean, Bob Seger has so many hits. For whatever reason, Jeff does not like him.
I'm not that big of a fan, but I like him better than Boston. Boston is the worst band in the history of music, and they should be banned from every form.
I can't even think that you would even put them in the same pantheon. Like, he is so above Boston.
Same here. So above. I would agree with you. Bob Seger is way better than Boston. I would rather have a rusty nail shoved up my anus than have to listen to Boston. Nah, I'd probably want to listen to Boston instead. You know, no infections or pain, but I don't like them. That's for damn sure.
At the opening of Main Street, just as soon as you hear that, bam, it's this year. You're this old. It's, you know what I'm saying? It just takes you right to a moment.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And we all caught up on Gen V.
I haven't watched the finale yet. Yeah, I haven't watched it either.
Allie hadn't come out yet.
Yeah, it came out today.
Oh. They did that early release stuff?
Oh, it comes out on Wednesdays.
Oh, no shit. Here this whole time, I thought it came out on Friday.
So did I. I don't know when anything comes out anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm too busy listening to books and watching podcasts as well.
Yeah, so I haven't seen the finale either.
I finished that Airplane book. That was really good.
Yeah, that was good. I loved it. Yeah, that book, the Airplane book, was really good. I liked that they had a bunch of the people from the movie and comedians and stuff. That sent me into a spiral because I had to listen to the Paul Lynde book, which was fascinating because he had took him forever to get famous. He didn't get famous till his 30s, and he just worked his ass off, but he kind of got bitter because it took him so long to get there. And he died relatively young. I think he's 54 or 55 years old. I listened to the Henry Bushkin book about Johnny Carson. That guy turns out was a prick. And because it was free and I had never listened to the or read the book, I've only seen the movie, I got that late shift.
Oh, yeah.
Audiobook. And just re-educate myself. I wish there was a follow-up so you could hear about all the shit that Jay pulled on
Conan, yeah.
I wonder if there is a book about that. But there's enough people talk about it in podcasts.
Yeah. I just started the Henry Winkler book. Just came out 2 days ago.
He's in town this weekend on my birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In town. I tried to get an interview with him. They're like, nah, he's done enough press. But yeah, is it good?
Yeah, it's good so far.
Does he narrate?
Yeah, he's reading it.
Oh. He's like the nicest guy in Hollywood.
The nicest guy on Earth.
I don't know about Earth.
I think I gotta agree with you, Jeff, and all the people that I've met anyway.
And you've met Henry Winkler.
I have. And he was the nicest person I've ever met in my entire life.
So you're so beautiful, Steph.
He did. She's beautiful. He held my shoulders and like he looked deeply into my eyes.
And he's genuine. He's not like some creep who's like collecting your cells and going back to his hotel. And like, oh God.
No, it was truly, it was the one and only time I ever thought I looked good. I just thought it was that one fucking moment because I was in his, you know, stratosphere.
You were working.
Everything near him becomes better.
Oh, hi. How are you? Oh, you're so nice. Oh, you're wonderful. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This was pre-Barry, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. This was, what, 10 years ago.
That's right. Barry put him really back into the spotlight, but he's never been away.
More than that. This was like, this was like 13 years ago.
2009, I think, or 10. 2009 or 10.
Yeah, so it was like 14 years ago.
I wasted the rest of my money on getting the cast of Human Centipede decided.
That turned out to be a good investment.
Vivica Fox.
Oh, Vivica A. Fox.
Yeah, that was before she did all that surgery to herself. And if you recall, she was pretty stunning.
Was beautiful. And
she was, yeah, I was like, wow. Man, she like is really beautiful, and then now she's Thundercatted herself.
I think Mimi Rogers was at that too.
Really, God, we didn't really talk to many other people though.
I talked to her.
Yeah, You tell her you jerked off to her Playboy?
No. I told her I'd liked her on Celebrity Poker Showdown.
Oh. Guys, we're going to have a new season of Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I forget what season it is. 12, 11, 12, season 12. Five episodes. And what do you guys think of the trailer?
I liked it.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Saw a clip of the episode I'm supposed to have a voice in.
Yeah.
Still don't know if they cut you or not. You're...
I assume, because I'm terrible. No, I was told that I'm in it, but who knows? Because they change things, you know, they always do more than they need, but hopefully I made it in. We'll ask them when we have them on the show the week before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Cool.
So they'll be on, I think, in 2 weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
And that'll come out, yeah, on the weekend before Thanksgiving.
And they got special permission from the union or whatever to come on, right?
Yeah, that's happening to a lot of things that are coming out. People are allowed to promote their stuff. Now, we could have had Matt Malero anyway, but because I don't think he's doing any voices. And I don't know if he's in SAG or not, but Dave had to get permission to do it.
Yeah.
So we're going to have them on. And we'll talk about some of the things we can expect. They have Brian Cox.
Oh, they had a whole list of celebrities that were.
Oh, my God. Brian Cox is going to be on Aqua Teen?
Yep.
Nice.
Afraid of women, son.
Oh, they got to be doing some sort of a Succession parody episode. Has to be.
Who knows? That guy's crazy anyway. I mean, he's funny, crazy funny, and does all sorts of weird stuff.
But can you picture, though, like, who would be Kendall?
Meatwad.
Meatwad is Kendall.
Oh, Kendall's the main one, right?
Yeah, no, Meatwad would be Kieran Culkin.
Yeah, Shake would be him, and Frylock would be Ted.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Greg? Egg, hey.
Jallo Riddle's doing a voice, Steph.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
He doing?
Oh, okay.
Who is he?
We've had him on the
show. Been on the show.
King Bat.
Dan Fogler has also been on this show, and he's doing a voice.
To be fair, Tim wasn't on that episode.
Yeah.
It's just on with Jallo Riddle.
You wouldn't let me on the that guy from New Zealand either. You're like, fuck you. Yeah,
we did kind of muscle you out of that one.
Like,
well, you know, I think me and Jeff both felt like we were true fans. We had been in it from the jump, and we knew that you'd come in and you'd fucking steal our thunder. And so me and Jeff, we worked it so that you couldn't be on.
I hadn't watched the show yet, had I?
I'm kidding.
Make me feel bad. I could have been on it. Cool. A lot. That's a great show, though. And that's still our highest viewed podcast, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's over 50,000.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's the highlight of my life.
Really?
Pretty much, I think.
Mine was telling Meadowlark Lem, and I liked them in Hello, Larry. Thanks, kid. At least I got to meet Meadowlark Lemon. So yeah, there's a ton of celebrities. Hopefully I made it in. I always think I'm going to get cut, you know? And I think I said to somebody, what did I say to, would I tell Casper maybe like the credit is more important than the money?
Yeah.
Well, fair, but yeah, we definitely got to talk more about that.
And right now they're running all the episodes that they did for like YouTube and HBO Max.
Those are funny.
Yeah. So these are all airing right now and leading up to the new season.
So there's a new Fargo coming as well, right? When does that come out?
Yeah. 2024.
Have you seen the trailer for it?
Yeah. I put the trailer in the.
It's, they're finally going back and retconning the movie.
The movie?
Yes. They are. What they're doing is they're taking a different perspective of the movie. Like, this is going to be from the wife's point of view, and she lives, and she orchestrated, supposedly, this whole thing herself. And you know who's playing the wife?
Mm-hmm.
The girlfriend. I don't know. You didn't watch Ted Lasso, did you? The girl that was dating the soccer player, she's playing the wife. the British chick she's playing.
Okay. Anybody from the original movie in this?
I didn't see anyone.
I haven't seen anybody.
They'll have the same character. What this is a okay.
They're like caricatures of those characters. It looks so strange. Yeah.
Wow. Betcha that's going to be interesting. Yeah.
I'll definitely watch it. I didn't really... The Chris Rock one, I just could not. I tried.
I liked that one.
I finished it, but I'm with you there. I liked him, and I liked, what's his name? Talia Shire's kid. But overall, I didn't find it to be that good of a season. It looked great. Beautiful.
Yeah. I like season one and season two. I didn't care for anything else, really.
Yeah, three was really pushing it. The one with Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor playing twins. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one was a little out there.
But one and two rocked, both of them.
Yeah.
What I liked about three is it had, didn't Jean Smart, was it she in three?
She was in two.
She was in two, okay.
Yeah, so she was the mom of the North.
But her husband is that guy I like from Battlestar.
Colonel Ty.
Rack. And he has a better than anything because he's had a long recovery from his car accident. He's doing better. So there's a story in here. Steph, did you put this in here?
Oh, yeah, about that TikTok star. I mean, I thought it was pretty interesting that last week Jeff was reporting on the Michelin stars that some restaurants in Atlanta got. And then at the same time, this TikTok guy, if you don't know who Keith Lee is, he's just a guy who goes to different restaurants and reviews them. And he's just a regular dude. But he's got 8 million followers on TikTok. And people know him when he rolls up on the set. So him and his family are traveling across country. And they're stopping at different restaurants in each city. And he's reviewing them. So anyway, he came to Atlanta last week and did not have very many good things to say.
He's not wrong, though, about a lot of stuff that he said.
No, he's not. And he's very diplomatic. He's a very nice man. Well, now people are like threatening to kill him and his family. They're also threatening to kill the people at the restaurants that he refused to.
That's not nice. You shouldn't do that. I've been working on this for a little bit. I hope it sounds somewhat like him, but I'm trying not to do the lispy thing. Other people have told me it bothers them too.
That's not just Steph.
It's not. What's wrong with these kids today? Kids.
I think the red box troll in the center square.
Okay, we need to write a bunch of jokes. Try to get AI to write some. Because I'm lazy.
Well, what are you going to ask AI? Like, what kind of jokes would Paul Lynn tell if he was a troll?
Kim Kardashian has a big butt. She needs two chairs to sit on. But Kanye West is so full of himself. He thinks his ego is the only thing that matters in the world. But then again, so does Kim Kardashian. See, they're terrible.
I like the Paul Lynn troll. I like him very much.
He doesn't sound a lot like Templeton from Charlotte's Web. Boys, it doesn't sound exactly like him. Kids, hi. And I'll keep working on the voice. Not necessarily the easiest to do because there's so much going on. He's from Ohio, you have the Midwest, and the gay lilt, the anger, and the alcoholism. Dom DeLuise's jockey short.
Was that a rumor, though?
What?
That Paul Lynn pork Dom DeLuise? Was that a rumor?
Punchline that he read on Paul.
Dom DeLuise's jockey short.
Hey, I want to say thank you to Atlanta Pizza in Gyro, or Gyro, however you want to pronounce it. They're our longest sponsor. And I want to say thank you to Mike Hall and everyone at the restaurant. Fall is here, and we have some new local craft beers for you to enjoy. We don't, but they do. And not one pumpkin spice, which I'm kind of disappointed. Mike made an effort to point out in the commercial that, or in the email with the new copy, that they didn't have pumpkin spice. And you know, what kind of beer season is it without pumpkin spice? But I get it.
Not everybody likes pumpkin spice. I like it. It looks like my thing.
Now featuring two locally made German-style Märzen beers. I said it right. They have the umlaut over the A like Motley Crue. They have that on tap. Terrapin Oktoberfest, which I'm sure is delicious, and Dry County Oktoberfest, which I'm sure is also delicious. And I'm back into beer drinking mode, so when I'm out there, and we're out there for our Halloween party, I'll be drinking some of that. Both of these local brews are delicious amber lagers and feature a clean, rich, toasty, and bready malt flavor with a nice dry finish. Atlanta Pizza and Euro serves up the best freshly made Greek and Italian specialties around in an authentic retro dye pizza place with a come-as-you-are family-friendly atmosphere. Dine-in and takeout available, limited delivery also available through Slice, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats. And if you're a business or a corporate client who is looking to book a food truck for your next private or catered luncheon, please contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza in Euro by calling 770-483-6228. They are open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday, 11 to 9, Saturday, noon to 9, closed on Sundays. Also, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for if you have said needs? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia, since 2005, so almost 20 years now. With fast turnaround and affordable prices, call 706-316-9366, or you can email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Views.
Or.
Snooze.
Let's wrap this up because I'm being stupid.
All right, last week on Views or Snooze was the Enfield Poltergeist. Did anybody watch that on Apple TV?
No, not yet.
I watched the first one. It's good. It's very kind of clinical, more clinical than some of the others. Not as a story based, but I like it. I'm gonna finish it.
Shorzy, which I watched all of in like 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm saving them. I'm trying to watch a couple at a time, but they're just, man, they're so, I don't know. I think they're putting a lot into Shorzy. I think
yeah,
he liked Shorzy. I think he liked Shorzy more than Letterkenny.
And Pandaverse, which we already talked about. This week, Fingernails on Apple TV comes out on November 3rd. You guys heard anything about this?
Mm-mm.
No.
It's a world where it's a sci-fi romance set in an alternate world where a machine can accurately determine whether two people are in love by prying off a fingernail from each person.
Ooh. That's a very weird premise.
Yeah. It's got a pretty good cast, too. Let me see if I can find that.
Can't you just, like, bite your fingernails off and spit it?
Yeah, that's what it is. Or can't they just use the trimmings of the fingernails?
That's a no for me, dog.
Jeremy Allen White from The Bear, Riz Ahmed, Luke Wilson, Carey Mulligan.
Hmm.
I think it looked pretty good.
Yeah, it does. I mean,
I'm gonna view it.
Yeah, I'll view it.
Is it a movie or a series?
I think it's a movie.
I thought Old Dads was a series, and I started watching. I'm like, well, this is a long episode.
I'm glad it wasn't a series. You didn't like it? No, I liked it. It just, they encapsulated what they was trying to get across in the movie. I don't think a series would have improved anything.
Invincible comes back this week.
Oh, cool. I still haven't watched that other thing yet, though.
The prequel or whatever, the side movie.
Right.
Yeah, that's still on there.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Lightning, wasn't it? What was it? It was the girl, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I did watch it. It was great. Okay.
Yeah, it's not long. It's pretty short.
First episode of Invincible is fantastic, so finish watch.
We're embargoed, though, from talking about it.
No, we're not.
Oh, no. I thought you told
the date.
What? Oh, the 30th? Okay. I'm going to definitely use that.
Oh, yeah.
This is Lawman.
Yeah, Lawman's the third one on Paramount Plus. This is like going to be a new series from the dude that makes Yellowstone, where it's going to be looking at a different character every season.
Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, that I was, and he's like the first black lawman or something at the time. And it sounds like a pretty cool story.
Yeah, it looks pretty interesting.
Cool.
I'll use it. Yeah.
Great stuff, even though I've watched everything but Yellowstone.
Yeah, I tried to watch Yellowstone. I got like two episodes in and I wasn't into it. I like the prequels, though.
You don't like that lady with the face, right? All right, staff picks this week. I'll kick mine off. Mine, I watched it, even though I'm not a big fan of news people, but this past weekend with Theo Vaughn, he had Tucker Carlson on, and he's a very polarizing person, but it was interesting to listen to him speak and listen to Theo just sit there and do the Theo thing. So, we got Mark.
I like it whenever it's somebody I don't even care for.
Yeah, because, you know, Theo's interested in hearing other people's points of view, and I don't really know what Theo Vaughn's political leanings are. And, you know, people fucking hate Tucker Carlson. I never watched his show, and so I just wanted to see what it was like, and it was enjoyable because he knows a lot of pop culture shit, and I think a lot of his stuff is performative anyway, so... Anyway, that's my staff recommendation.
Mine's a podcast. Also, Nate Bargatze is on Fly on the Wall, and they got him like right after he hosted Saturday Night Live this weekend. So nice. It's like they do like, it's like a commentary basically of his episode of Saturday Night Live, which was very, very funny.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it was good.
He's a great actor. He's definitely going to get his own show. I'm sure that's like the next thing is he'll have his own show for sure.
And speaking of Theo Vaughn, Spade said that him and Theo Vaughn wrote a movie. I don't know what's going on with it. Maybe they have to wait till the strike is over, but he said him and Theo wrote a movie.
Oh, dude.
Mine would be, there's a podcast. It came out in March. It was like one of those ones where they released it weekly. It was called The Pact, P-A-C-T, The Pact. And it's about that chick, Kelly Cochran, who killed her husband and one of the dudes she was sleeping with, one of the many dudes. The dude she was sleeping with, they cut him up and fed him to the neighbors in a barbecue.
Oh, man.
But she killed at least two for sure, and maybe... up to 20.
Allegedly.
So she could, they do think she's a serial killer. I don't know, but anyway, but it's called The Pact. And it's one of those ones where the guy's very intelligent doing the narration, but then they play like real clips from the courtroom stuff, all that kind of stuff.
All right.
Cool.
On any of your podcatchers, I'm sure you can find it.
Let's see. Mine is a movie that's on AMC Plus right now called When Evil Lurks. And it's a foreign film. I think it's Spanish originally, but it's like these two brothers in a remote village find a demon infected man and think they're going to bring him back and expel the demon. And all they do is just spread it throughout their village. And it is probably the most gory movie I've seen in 20 years.
Wow.
It's vicious. I mean, I had no idea it was that either when I started watching it, but it's like a Fulci film, like from the 60s, like the
gorier than Winnie the Pooh.
Yes. So much gorier than Winnie the Pooh. I mean, it's practical effects, like old school practical 70s effects. And, they don't pull any punches. I mean, it's like Bone Tomahawk. It's just vicious and right in your face the whole time.
Wow.
But it's on AMC Plus called When Evil Lurks.
Thank you. Hey, guys, before we wrap up, we have a friend. His name is Mark, and he made our puppet. He made the Stallone puppet. He also made Redbox Troll. And you could find him on Cameo. I'm sure he'd do Stallone for you or a different voice. Cameo.com, Mark001. Mark001. So if you'd like, check him out. And hopefully I really hope we can get a Stallone video again before the end of the year, because I missed those.
Yeah, the slide documentary is coming out or just came out.
Well, he's a busy guy too.
Well, he started a new job, so his schedule's all messed up now.
But check out his Cameo. Show him some support. He's done a lot of cool stuff for us, and I think you should go check it out. You can also go to my Cameo, too, but you don't have to. I already do enough.
Any Barkfell stuff going on, Steph?
My foster dog came back because it got...
The hyper, is that his problem or her problem?
No, she's... I don't know what happened. I know that she doesn't... She's still learning her manners. Like, I won't give her treats near my dogs because she'll get murdered. She doesn't know, like, don't try to take somebody's treat from them. Right. She's, you know, at that level. But she got into a couple little skirmishes here with my dog over a toy, but it was over in, like, 2 seconds. But this lady, she acted like this was some crap you see in the movies or something. Like, but neither dog had a mark on them. So, anyway, she was just, like, crying, and it was sad. They loved her, and the kids were crying, the dad was crying, everybody was crying. It was awful. And they said, just keep the adoption fee and put it towards her training, whatever it's gonna take. And I'm bringing her home thinking, did this dog lose her mind? Is she flip? Am I gonna broom? She's just gonna be savagely attacking all my dogs. She's fine. I mean, you're right back in the mix. And I don't know, just something about that other dog, just, I don't know, something went wrong, I don't know. So yeah. She's back with me. No events, though.
Maybe that other dog was a piece of shit.
Yeah, I mean, the other dog, I don't know. But either way, she's here, and Barkville's going to get her training, and we're going to figure it out just to make sure that she doesn't have some kind of triggers or something that we don't know about. I mean, just to be responsible. But anyway, my JDRF walk is this Saturday at Atlantic Station. And thank you all of the listeners. You guys are so cool. It's a lot of people donated from the show. And I just can't tell you how much it means to me. I really appreciate you guys. So, but anyway, BarkvilleDogRescue.org. You can foster, you can adopt, you can donate money.
Thank you very much. All right, guys. Thank you. We will talk to you next. Until that time, please remember to
keep intending.